The new law calls for every student in grades 7 through 12 to create, with adult help, a personal learning plan based on that student's interests and ambitions. The so-called PLP must include not just a list of courses leading to a job or a career, but also experiences outside the classroom. Tom Alderman directs the Secondary and Adult Division at the Agency of Education. He says students must be at the center of this planning process, and he says the school day may have to be completely redesigned to make time for one-on-one meetings with teachers or counselors.
It's a very big shift, but it appears to me to be one that most of the folks, the professionals in our schools, and parents and community members and students are ready to take on.
The state has hired an educational consulting firm from Maine called Great Schools to help districts implement the plans alongside academic requirements already in place for every student. Ellen Barings, a career educator at Harwood Union High School in Moortown, says the plans must be flexible and teachers will need to research careers because many students don't come to school knowing much about jobs, either present or future.
What's interesting is, you know, 10 years from now, there'll be careers out there that didn't exist right now. And so I think the big piece is giving them the strategies to start that exploration process and start with those four they know, but then challenge them to think about what they don't know and maybe match it to something that they're passionate about.
Baring says her school does not now use personal learning plans, but she's eager to try them. Others, like Montpelier High School, have been relying on them for years. But there are some administrators who see the new law as potentially burdensome. Shelley Mathias is principal at Edmonds Elementary in Burlington, where she says teachers already put a high priority on personal learning and planning. Even in this kindergarten classroom, each child is working on a different hands-on math project.
We need to be educating children, not following one more mandate, especially an unfunded mandate.
Mathias is pleased that personal learning plans are only recommended for elementary schools, not required as they are for grades 7 through 12. But she wonders where busy upper-level teachers will find the time to sit down with each student, draw up a blueprint, and make sure it gets followed. The next working group meeting is scheduled for October 8th. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.